little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
All right, welcome back, Shot Against the Podcast, episode 140. Damn you, really, Jesse?
Yeah.
Jesse got some big news for us right now.
Whoa.
Yeah, we'll cover it more a little bit later.
Asshole. Anywho.
Yeah, I can't just, you know, come in here and just, fucking just blow load it everywhere.
I'm surprised you didn't pull a Kool-Aid man, go through the wall.
Oh, boom, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got some news, son. What?
No.
Mage behind you licks your foot. Kool-Aid.
Wow.
All right. Anywho, so we got a few things to cover since the previous episode of the Windows 10 and the HoloLens bonanza has been coming out right now.
Still can't wait for it.
Yeah, tell me about it. All right. Don't laugh right there.
Yeah.
we should replay that for part of our new entrance. Anywho, so we got not that much news for you guys this week. We mostly covered it from the previous episode. Jesse got some news for us today. And well, let's start it off. So what have you been playing this week? Well, for me, I've been playing a whole lot of Dying Light for the PlayStation 4. The reason why I picked up for the PlayStation 4 versus the Xbox One is because of 60 frames per second. Just because.
Yeah.
And, I might as well use it on my new TV anyways. I've been just playing Marvel's Capcom 3. this game is awesome. I'm only on the fourth level, and this game is just straight out insane. You start off with a bang, and it keeps on going from there. So this game is about how part of a city was overrun by a virus, by people turning into zombies. You get bitten.
So like Resident Evil status, all
right. Resident Evil status, indeed.
Yeah.
But at night, they're super powered. They have highly senses.
Oh, lovely.
So
it's like a mix between Resident Evil and I Am Legend.
In a way, yes. And they do chase after you, but you have to outrun them. And there's once you outrun them, there's gonna be like a little prompt saying, "Horde evaded." So the main of the story is you actually have to find a cure for it. Someone's working on it, but you don't know who it is. And in the beginning of the game, you're actually bitten, so you have to get a serum that suppresses the. How can I call this the zombie mode?
Okay, so it's kind of like Dead Rising.
Yes, kind of like Dead Rising. But this is awesome. You're actually a parkour agent, and you actually have to do a lot of missions. There's also a lot of submissions in that mission too as well. So you have to pick up a lot of drops, from medicine drops to food drops.
Okay.
But the thing is, you also got to fight, other than fighting the zombies, you also got to fight the mercenaries. They have the weapons, a whole lot more weapons, and they take away from every crate that they see fitting me.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of distractions you can use over there. You could actually upgrade your weapons, you could actually upgrade your skills, you could put a lot of stuff on there too as well. And let's see, other than that, I've been playing a lot of Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Note 3, and that's about it for me. Yes, I'm still going to play a whole lot more of Dying Light. Wayne,
yeah,
nothing
about that.
Next,
yeah, it's been a
nothing.
Been a tough week. Yeah, mostly just been same old stuff. I haven't really had a chance to turn on the console this last week, but more of Star Wars Galactic Defense. They're running some kind of special campaign episode thing right now, which is actually kind of fun. So trying to unlock some characters or whatever I can get out of that. Of course, more Marvel Alliance, Avengers Alliance, but that's really all I've played.
Wow!
Other than Trivia Crack!
You lame!
Yeah.
Yeah, we've actually all been playing Trivia Crack.
I know, same here.
Yeah.
Jesse hates playing with me. I would win.
I've noticed that.
I've seen you a few times.
Like twice.
Three times.
With like 20 and 2.
Ho ho ho! It's bam!
It's pretty bad.
Wow.
I always get stuck with some BS questions, man. Like, who was the draft pick for the 1958, I don't know, like, football team from wherever? Like, how the hell would I know what a 1958 draft was?
We weren't even born by that time! Yeah. Screw you, Trivia Crack!
Honestly, my dad was 8 years old. I mean, really. What is that?
I have no idea.
Got commentary.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Once in a while, we have an advertisement pop up. We're like, where'd that come from?
Whatever. No. All right, so going back, we heard that Jesse was getting his ass beat. Yeah. 20-2.
Yeah.
I guess a person that could barely open her eyes.
I've got nothing else to do. I am so full of useless knowledge.
It's true, but if her and I tag team...
That's good useless knowledge right there.
If her and I tag team, we can pretty much annihilate a lot of people.
Doesn't sound like you're bringing much to the table, though.
Well, I beat a lot of people online all the time. It's just with her, I just can't beat her.
I know how that goes.
But yeah, I guess so. That's it for you, Wayne.
I think so.
God, you're boring. Mimi?
Usual.
Trivia crack.
Crying. Cosplay.
Yeah.
Broken fingers.
No broken fingers.
Me in the kitchen.
Make me a sandwich.
Hey, she put herself there. I didn't tell her to.
That's true. Jesse would be saying, sit next to me and play PlayStation.
I do would like her to sit next to me when I play the game.
No!
But I can't see the TV.
You can if open you sit your eyes. On the other side.
Yeah, that or tell her to open her eyes.
Oh, it is. Oops.
I get that all the time. How about you, Jesse? What have you been playing, man?
Well, I've been playing some Skyrim, Final Fantasy XIV. Nothing too new. The Trivia Crack and started playing Game of Wars? Game of War. It's a cell phone app. It's not bad. It's kind of like an RPG style, like an MMORPG.
Okay.
Type game, but it's, you know, like one of your standard cell phone type games. You build up your town. It's like a town defense kind of game. You have your own alliance that you can join. You can, you know, war rally with your alliance against other towns. You can send... That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You can send your troops to other towns to defend that other town in case, you know, they're getting raided. Scout out other towns, harvest other towns. You know, it's standard, generic, turn-based kind of thing. Not too interesting. I kind of lost interest after like the third day. What else have I been playing? It's actually, just about it. Yep. So nothing too new.
Yeah, I did remember. I did try playing the little bit of the demo for Monster Hunter.
Oh, nice.
Monster Hunter.
I don't know. It's interesting.
So, before we get to the news, Jesse, why don't you tell us the news I was telling you about at the beginning of the podcast? Okay. I was stoked about it too, man.
All right. Well, before the podcast actually began, when we, you know, started gathering here in the studio, Wayne on Wayne, I came in and, you know, I ran into old Fidel here, and I was like, hey, man, pull up YouTube real quick. Check this out. Well, I showed him the Five Nights at Freddy's 3 trailer. Scott released it earlier this week, and it is phenomenal. Mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some theories, just like we have with the other two games.
From the second one.
Yep, we have some theories.
Which
we're going to cover at the end of the podcast.
You suck!
Oh. I got to keep you guys engaged. I got to keep you guys entertained. And I got to make sure you guys stay to the end of the podcast.
That's true.
So, at the end of the podcast, we'll go over some of the theories that I have, some of the theories that are floating around the internet that other people have that I may or may not agree with. We'll go over some of those. Mm-hmm.
But if you guys want to do it right now, go ahead and pause this podcast and go to YouTube and type it in.
Yeah, I would recommend you do that now. Scott,
pause it!
You can pause it now. But if you're going to YouTube it, it's best to just check out Scott Cawthon's actual page on YouTube. So that way you don't get any, you know, additional commentaries from anybody trying to...
You know, oh, we did this and that. This must be wrong about this person.
or just like their own little reaction videos, just talking over the video. It's really annoying.
Oh my God, it's Golden Freddy. No, it's not.
Like, so, this question. Who is Julio Cortazar?
Where?
Yeah, he's Belgian.
He's Belgian.
Like, where was he born? I don't know.
Okay, so we went from Five Nights at Freddy's to Trivia Crack in like 0.3 seconds.
You idiot. Let's get back in the... Stevie, you idiot.
Right. But, yeah, go ahead and check out Scott Clough's page and watch the video there, and then you can come back and listen to the rest of the podcast.
Yep. So, Wayne, when you knock that crap off, and let's see what we have on the news today.
Metroid Prime Trilogy.
Ah, yes.
I will crack that phone of yours if you ever do that again.
Goodness.
Yes, it's...
So angry.
It's on Wii U now. We can now download all three games. So I did actually enjoy playing through all those. So.
Well, they're releasing all three. All three of them are actually out now.
Yeah.
And right now it's for half price in the U.S. So it's $10 for all three games in the U.S. and it's £9 in the U.K.
Now, yeah, so that's $13 in the U.S.
Well, either way, it's still half price. next week, the trilogy is going to return back to its original pricing of $20 or £18. What is that?
I don't know. It's a pretty cool picture.
But, yeah, if you guys were interested, definitely check it out. They have it fully remastered in 1080p. And, yeah, relive the epicness that is the Metroid Prime trilogy.
Oh, the glory days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I might do that. I think I still have the game somewhere, though.
Reminds me, I gotta bust out my Super Metroid, erase the files, and start playing it over again.
Yeah,
Super Metroid.
So apparently there's some gaming deals here.
Yep. So it looks like PlayStation 4 this will be having discounts on games. Well, probably like on Amazon.
They're all on Amazon.
Yeah, they're all on Amazon. Let's see, Little Big Planet 3, Bound by Flame, Satan Row. Let's see, Infamous Second Son, which is a really good game. I would recommend that too as well. Watch Dogs, Far Cry 4, which I like. Haven't played it yet, Jesse?
What?
Far Cry 4?
No. Actually, I haven't played any Far Cry games.
What?
Ooh.
Not a single one.
Assassin's Creed Unity, which is a pretty cool game.
Yeah.
let's see, Killzone, Middle Earth, Shadow of Mordor, and I haven't played that game yet. Of course, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare will be $40. A lot of these games are between 40 to, say, about 30 to 40 bucks. A piece. There's also one for $20 called The Wolf Among Us. Never played it.
Shadow Warrior.
Shadow Warrior, yes.
Yeah. Shadow Warrior is also $20.49, and then you have The Last of Us Remastered. So in case you guys haven't picked The Last of Us Remastered, now's your chance for $20.
Yo, The Last of Us?
That's a great game.
That's an epic game.
That's a great game.
If you guys haven't played it yet, I would suggest playing it. Headsets on, lights off.
Yeah, and if you're going to get it, the remastered one. Don't get it for PS3. Get the PS4 remastered because it comes with all the DLC already on the game disc.
Yep.
So everything's already unlocked. And, yeah, just have fun with it, man.
Yeah, as far as the PlayStation Plus free games for January, there's actually a few different things there. The Vita is going to get something called Whoa, Dave! Duke Nukem 3D Megaton Edition.
Wait, what?
Yeah. That's what the Vita's getting.
Yo!
PS3 is going to get DuckTales Remastered and Prototype 2. And the PS4 gets the Swapper and Infamous First Light.
Free games are always great.
Dude, free games are always great.
That's one thing I love about PS Plus, man.
Meanwhile, the deals on Amazon for the Xbox One.
Well, they say we got Rise, Son of Rome. Yeah.
It was enjoyable to play through once.
Yeah, exactly. Like a first playthrough. Didn't really get too many great reviews. Gameplay value was lacking.
It was actually the demo was better during Comic-Con 2 years ago. let's see, Madden NFL 2015, Middle Earth, Sun, Shadows of Mordor, typical. They also got Watch Dogs, Far Cry 4, Halo, the Master Chief Collection for $42.
That's a good deal.
Bite me! of course, Advanced Warfare, Call of Duty. You got Just Dance 2014 for $18. If you guys want to lose some weight and have some fun at the same time while drinking, that's a good game.
Wow. Okay. they don't condone underage drinking.
Yes. College drinking.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
Don't sue us.
No money. Ladies, we have no money. We also got Destiny for $40 for Amazon, which is pretty cool. Another game I would suggest, The Evil Within.
I heard about that as well, yeah.
Another one of those games you play at night with a headset on and just make sure there's no one around you. Let's see, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Call of Duty Ghost Hardened Edition, and you got Murdered Soul Suspects.
Heard that game was pretty trash, not gonna lie.
I guess that was $20 then.
Yeah, it was pretty trash.
And what else they got for gold in January? Well, January's already done anyway, so if you could read that off, Wayne.
What?
That free games,
free games with gold.
Yeah.
What? You suck!
Yeah, that's over with, so.
I know. How about the Wii U?
Well, they still have one more day, actually.
Yeah, but it won't be up by then, so.
Still have tomorrow.
You can pre-order Mario Party 10 for $50 from Newegg.
Ooh.
Toys R Us has a 4 for 44 deal on Amiibo. That's interesting. Let's see, you can get a Ninja Gaiden 3 Razor's Edge for $7.
That's pretty good.
That's amazing.
That's pretty good.
That game's
good.
A lot of fun.
And there are a ton of real good deals on GOG.com right now for PC games. I mean, there's a lot of good deals out there. Just keep an eye out on some of the sales and you'll find some sweet deals.
Yeah, you'll definitely find something.
Yeah.
Alright,
speaking of free games, what do we get for February with Xbox One? For those of us who have gold, we get Xbox One gets iDarb. Which
hashtag iDarb.
Yeah. Which it's also known as It Draws a Red Box. It's basically
puts the lotion on its skin.
It's basically a part platformer, part hockey, part fighting game, and part party game.
That's a lot of parts.
Yeah, if you want to get an idea what this thing actually like, is go ahead and look it up on a video on YouTube or something. It's really interesting. I played a little bit at E3. It's kind of an odd game, but it's definitely one you want to play with friends.
Huh.
So,
well, next.
So it draws a red box.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then we'll get Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons, Sniper Elite
V2.
Version 2.
No, it's not version 2, it's called V2. It's the name of the bomb they were making up, so.
Yeah. So those will be free on the Xbox 360 this month as well. This next February month.
Nah.
The Sniper Elite's actually pretty good. That's a pretty good free game.
Yeah.
Alright, for those of you that listen to music, or you guys use the Music Unlimited program on your PS4, well, you're going to end up losing the Music Unlimited program, unfortunately. However, fortunately, another program is taking its place, more familiar, more well-known program.
Which I like to as well.
No, it's Spotify. Spotify is officially coming to the PS4 as an official app, and it's going to take the place of the Music Unlimited.
Yeah, it looks like they're kind of combining the two services together. They're going to call it PlayStation Music.
Yep.
So
there you go. Sony, Spotify, and at launch, you're going to have up to 30 million songs available.
Wow.
Awesome.
That's not bad. So.
1 million?
1 million songs.
You know what they won't have?
What?
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, because
she pulled all her music off of Spotify.
A couple of months ago.
Yep.
Yeah, that was another breakup.
Hey, what happens, right? There's been a lot of...
Let me guess, they're never, ever going to get back together?
I don't know.
You're an idiot. Jesse, this is yours. You need to get a girlfriend. Jesse, this next news is for you, brother.
All right, I'll cover this one. All right, so where are my Smash players at? All right, so Smash
cricket,
players.
Cricket.
Hey, I'm a Smash player, okay? I'm a tournament Smash player. Now, Smash players, you guys played the eight player Smash yet? If you haven't, I don't know what you're waiting for. That thing is chaotic. It is nuts.
Madness.
It is madness. It is awesome. Check it out. However, there's very limited stages. Well, with the new free Wii U update for Smash Brothers for the Wii U, they're going to be offering 15 new stages for 8-player mode. Technically, they're not new. They're already existing stages, but they're remastered, redone, redesigned for 8-player Smash. So no more fighting on the same stages over and over, especially those really small stages like,
I hate those,
like the
man.
Congo Jungle 64. That's a small stage, and that's a lot of stuff happening at once on that very small stage. People are dying left and right because they can't even stay on the platform.
That's a quick match if you ever want to make it happen,
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, well, the 15 new stages coming are split between 9 of their normal form and 6 Omega stages. So, in the standard form, they're adding Mario Circuit Brawl version. They're adding the Pyrosphere, Norfair. They're adding Luigi's Mansion, Lilac Cruise, Pokemon Stadium 2, Town and City, Smashville, and the Wii Fit Studio. Those are all coming with their standard version to 8-player Smash. Now, in the Omega, they're going to be adding Mario Galaxy, Mario Circuit Brawl, the Great Cave Offense, Lilac Cruise, Pokemon Stadium 2, and Animal Crossing Town and City. Hmm. Now, in case you didn't know, the Great Cave Offense was actually the largest stage that they have available for 8-player Smash. It is enormous, and there's so many level hazards that it makes the game go by a bit faster. You know, if you have over 100% damage on you and you touch one of these hazards, it's an instant KO. So it's not as bad as you think, but it's just a very large stage. Well, they're bringing it to Omega. So with the Omega stage, everything gets shrunk down. It's leveled to just be just like Final Destination. So I guess that's a plus. But he's also Masahiro Sakurai, the game director and the creator for the Smash Bros. Franchise, also hinted that the combined project of Smash Bros. Wii U and 3DS has been such an exertion that he's unsure if he'll make another Smash Bros. Game. Now, that's devastating news, especially with some of the newer Nintendo consoles that are already in planning. The next generation of Nintendo console is already in plans. With this, we might not see Smash Brothers with that. This might be his last Smash Brothers, which would be pretty sad. However, if he does decide to make another Smash Brothers, he's probably not going to be as involved with that game as he was with this one. Which means it's probably going to turn out like another Brawl. So a lot of people are a little disappointed because the balance is off. And it really wasn't tournament worthy. You know, it was a mess. I mean, it was fun nonetheless, but it was a bit of a mess. And then that whole story mode thing, the Subspace Emissary, was a disaster. It was so long, it got really boring after like the first 3 hours.
Wow.
But yeah, it was really boring. But yeah, so that's a thing.
Now, for those of you that are like to create content using videos from the games, Nintendo is actually changing their YouTube ad revenue policies. Essentially, if you follow the guidelines they put forth in their it's actually a beta program, beta in right now, but it's called the Nintendo Creators Program. If you follow these strict guidelines there, you can actually earn basically about 60-70% of the revenue. Yeah, so it's kind of interesting. Previously, Nintendo basically said if it's got our content in it, we get the ad revenue. Period. Now you get a chance to get a piece of that pie. So, and they get a lot of games that qualify for the program. But it has to be one of those games, and it has to meet some very strict guidelines. So if that's something you're into, go ahead and check it out.
Yeah. Now, don't take it as a good thing. It's not exactly the greatest thing, because a lot of YouTubers, they use those ads that they have in their videos. They use it to generate their own revenue for themselves, so they can put out more quality stuff, get better programs for their computers, get better cameras, overall better quality. Just some people actually make a living off of it, but if they start doing this stuff with the Nintendo, then some of that revenue is going to go to Nintendo.
Yeah.
So they're actually losing a bit of money if they're going to start shooting Nintendo stuff.
Right now all the ad revenue goes to Nintendo. This breaks it up so that the content creator can actually get some of that fun.
It's a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, right now Nintendo's willing to show compared to like, no, you're not even a penny off of it. But here's the thing though, just imagine all the videos from the past doing Evo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I think Nintendo's kind of losing the grips a little bit, which in my opinion is a good thing for those people.
Yeah. Okay. When you put it that way, it does sound pretty good. Yeah.
All right. So we got some more devastating news for you guys here today. Sega to axe 300 jobs to focus turns to PC and mobile games. Yeah. So pretty much they're going back to the roots, then, as we all know.
Yeah.
And what else we got here right now, Wayne?
Well, basically, the corporation has issued a notice to investors on Friday explaining that it expects to make just $34 million in net profit by the end of the financial year, a nosedive in performance compared to the $16 million it made the year prior. That's, ouch.
That's a very hefty drop of $230 million.
it's not confirmed exactly how this is going to work out. Parts of the Sega Europe, like the Sports Interactive and the Creative Assembly, may not be affected at this point, but it could. It's still early in the stage. And obviously there's third-party publishers that are using using these characters and so forth, the owns that probably aren't going to be affected as well, but the company as a whole is moving back towards, you know, moving towards just, you know, smartphones, PC gaming. It's a tough business with console gaming, so.
Yeah.
I mean, once they left actual consoles, you know, behind after the Dreamcast, I mean, they didn't actually do all that great afterwards when they stopped making their consoles. Yeah. They did pretty good. I mean, you know, sub-licensing their games to other consoles and other systems.
Yeah.
But mainly that their main focus isn't really games. Sega, although us in the U.S. are familiar with Sega as a gaming, like a console game company.
As we were back in the day.
Yeah. They're actually not, they're not originally a console game a company. No. They weren't a gaming company, technically, like household gaming. They were an arcade game company in Japan. They started off in the 40s as a publisher, and then they moved to gaming in the 80s. But in Japan, they're huge. That's a huge company over in Japan.
Yeah.
Now, they've got Sega arcades
everywhere.
You walk in there, there's just a bunch of arcade games, claw machines, you know, just the standard, you know, you walk into an arcade and you find those little drop a quarter in, get a prize game.
Yeah.
No, that's their main,
thing. It's the thing that we used to do back in the days, you guys. You know, we actually, you know, hang out with friends, like, in the Nickel City.
Yeah.
And just start playing video games.
Yep. In Japan, they thrive on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty big over there, so.
And that's where several names made themselves famous, a.k.a. Daigo Umehara.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
So, any of you guys catch the new Fantastic Four trailer?
I saw it's out. I haven't actually watched it.
I'm still kind of 50-50 on it.
I'm not sold on it either. I don't know. I still have an issue with the way they're portraying some of the characters.
What? You have a black man in that movie?
Well, that they're...
Yeah.
Well, it's not so much if they put a black man in it. If they would have put a black man as Thing, Ben Grimm, that's one thing. But taking Sue Storm and Johnny Storm and making one black, one white as brother and sister, that kind of...
Well, it could just be a creative... Liberty.
Yeah, I understand.
They might not be direct blood siblings, or they may be from an interracial relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, that has happened before.
It's just, you know, growing up with the stories, it's kind of...
Yeah, canonically, it's not correct.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, you kind of got to be open-minded. We're in 2015.
Yeah, it's... Yeah,
you
know.
It's okay, the Marvel Universe is going to end this year.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Except for you to read about it.
I told you Wolverine wouldn't stay dead.
You know how Wolverine died, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, perfect way to go out. If you guys haven't read The Death of Wolverine, read it.
Yeah, definitely check that out.
Yeah. What else we have out there?
If you guys haven't mentioned known yet, Ulysses Claw is going to make an appearance in Avengers 2.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yes, who's Claw's rival? Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Guess where they get vibranium from? South Africa.
Yep.
Well, what's Captain America's shield made out of?
Yep.
In the movies, not in the comic books.
Yeah.
Vibranium. Well, we knew he was coming down the line, anyway. So.
I know. Andy Serkis playing it perfect.
Yep. We've also got they have made the cast announcement for Ghostbusters.
Yep. a comedy quartet.
Yep.
Yo, yeah. I'm down for that.
I'm all down for it.
Hey,
I'm familiar with the actresses.
I know.
It'll be interesting to see how they play that off.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you got the fanboys that are freaking out about it.
No. Well, it's kind of like the Star Trek fanboys when they heard about the first remake of Star Trek. They can't do it. They're gonna ruin it. Dude, no.
Yeah. You need to be open minded, man. You're gonna move on.
Pretty much.
All right, Jesse.
Flow with the future. All right, so earlier we mentioned Five Nights at Freddy's 3. All right, we're going to go into some of the... not too much. We're going to go into some...
Actually, no,
some
we never mentioned it. I said, hey, do you have any news for us? You said, no, we're going to wait towards the end. And I never mentioned anything about Five Nights at Freddy's
3. I have public service announcements.
You lost.
Okay.
I'm joking. What's up?
So, two things. One of them positive, one of them a little negative. if you guys are familiar with the web animated comic series, Ruby, by Rooster Teeth, and if you follow Rooster Teeth, you know all about the Red vs. Blue.
Yes.
The creator of Ruby, Monty Oom, is currently in the hospital right now in critical condition. They don't know if he's going to make it.
What?
They don't know if he's going to make it or recover. So right now there is a GoFundMe going on for Rooster Teeth to help pay for the hospital bills and stuff like that. They haven't disclosed any information because, you know, respect his privacy and everything like that. So that's going on. So that's a pretty, that's a negative. And the other one can kind of be negative. I don't know. as you know, February is up on us. Con season adults are going to be up on us starting, well, KatsuCon is on the 14th, and after that it just keeps rolling through the spring cons up until
Comic-Con.
You know, you got WonderCon going up, you got all the little comics cons and stuff like that. But also coming up next month is Chinese New Year. Chinese New Year impacts cosplayers because if you got to order anything from overseas,
it's going to take a while.
It's going to take a while. It's pretty much frozen. If you're not familiar with, you know, how the Chinese New Year works over in China, basically, even though technically the New Year starts on the 15th, they can, some factories will close down 2 weeks before, and it can take up to 2 to 3 weeks after the New Year before they finally
reopen. So they can take up to a month on, you know, a month total.
So that's not just, you know, a month to ship it out. That's a month that they're taking out before they even start to manufacture your stuff. So if you're ordering stuff for any kind of convention coming up in the spring, do it soon. Make sure you check in with the manufacturer to make sure you'll get it on time. If not, local commissioners in your area, online, and, you know, stateside are always options. You just gotta remember the golden rule of cosplay commission. Golden rules. Fast is not good. Cheap is not fast. And fast and cheap is okay. Basically, you're going to be paying out the money. You know, you're going to be paying
quite... You paid what you get for.
You paid what you get for, and just be aware of that. Open communication is good. Don't insult a commissioner because you think something is out of your range. And like, oh, that's just cardboard. You know, why are you charging me for that? Labor plus materials. You know? Yeah. If you think the materials are cheaper than that, then, you know, buy it yourself and make it yourself. It's a learning process.
Yeah. And, don't go around quoting other commissioners to commissioners. Don't use it as a bargaining chip.
They're like, well, this person offered it to me
for this. Can you beat that price? How about you offer it for this? Don't do that, because now you're ripping people off.
Yeah, don't be a lowballer.
Yeah.
As people in the card community call. Yeah. We just ignore you all.
Don't waffle, don't lowball.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess that's it.
Two shots?
Yeah, I'm done. That's my two shots.
Alright.
Also, I want to let you guys know that as of yesterday, I no longer have broadband internet in this building.
Huh.
The FCC changed the guidelines for broadband internet.
It did.
It's now 25 megabits down, 3 megabits up. So I'm a long ways away.
So what do we have here?
like 1.5 down.
Goodness.
0.5 up.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Come on, Google Fiber, get your ass down here.
I know, right?
Yeah.
They're coming to Nashville.
They are. Oh, Google Fiber's going to Nashville.
My friend from the Great American Northwest has it.
Nice. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what they're, you know, how they choose where they're going to go, so I didn't really look too far into that.
There's also
some super random places.
There's also some providers that are part of the dark fiber movement up near L.A. that I wish would come down here. They actually guarantee you will get an exact speed, not up to.
Hmm.
So
that's interesting.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So let's get back with what completely lost track of. Jesse.
We were talking about Five Nights at Freddy's earlier. We did mention it. Some of the speculations. Scott
announced. Well, yeah, we were talking about...
We already mentioned it.
Yeah. Thanks!
That wasn't her, it was you!
for interrupting!
Yeah, we did mention Five Nights at Freddy's earlier in the podcast, but now we're going to go into some of the speculations now.
What was the wildest one that you've heard about Part 3?
Well, it all depends. There are some of them that raise a good point. Others don't. But the one that I've seen and kind of I put my own ideas into, including some of my own speculation for a release date, not an official date, but an idea of a date. But so far, it's looking like the main antagonist of the series is not Freddy, as we had actually thought.
Yes, for all the players that played it, like Jesse and I,
yeah,
we thought, hey, it's Freddy.
Because in the first game, he was the hardest animatronic. You know, once he left the stage in the first game, he was damn near impossible until you found out a little trick. He was damn near impossible to avoid. You were basically screwed as soon as he left the stage.
So he's pretty much come to pull a Michael Jackson out of play.
All right. But yeah, he would just kind of sneak up on you. You know, you would think he's close. You'd close the door. He'd already be in your room, and you wouldn't even know it. And then he'd just pop up like a little troll.
Hi!
Yeah, exactly. You know, go flying in your face. But the second game, he wasn't as hard. He was pretty much just like every other animatronic. So he was easily avoided, just like the other ones.
But who's the hardest one in your opinion on the second one?
On the second one, the hardest animatronic had to be... Man. It had to be the puppet.
Oh, okay.
Yep, it had to
be. I do agree with you on that.
It would have to be the marionette, the puppet.
I do agree with you on that.
Mainly because you just had to keep the damn music box wound. And that became a chore after a while. And it became really hard later because there was so much happening. And eventually, you know, based on the game's algorithms and the game patterns and how sometimes the randomizer would kick in, you really didn't have a chance at all. You really didn't have an ice cream cone's chance in hell to actually... you know, get to that music box and wind it. I mean, you might be able to shift the camera and wind it for like a few clicks, which isn't
not enough.
It's nowhere near enough because within the next second or two, it's back where it was. But yeah, it became really hard. People would actually, you know, die because they didn't get a chance to actually wind up the music box. I would actually say the marionette was the hardest one in the second game. Everyone else is pretty easily avoided. With, you know, throwing on the mask really fast. Like, as soon as you lower your camera, throw the mask on, no matter what. And, you know, don't take it off until they go away. But, yeah, I mean, the mask pretty much saved everybody. And then flashing Foxy with the flashlight saved you from her. That's about it. That marionette, man. And you knew it was over, too, because you hear, you know, Pop Goes the Weasel start playing in the background. And you're just like, ah, no!
Screw it.
Yeah, at that point, you just wait.
Quinn.
Yeah, you just wait, and then there comes a clown face flying at you. But in Five Nights at Freddy's 3, it sounds like it's Bonnie. Bonnie's the main antagonist. And right now, as it stands, it's not technically Bonnie, because it doesn't look like Bonnie, per se. It's kind of weird, but the game right now has only revealed one animatronic.
Which is...
Right now, there's no name for it, so we're calling it Golden Bonnie, okay? Just for the sake of giving it a name, we call it Golden Bonnie because it looks like, you know, a rabbit. It's a rabbit. It's got little rabbit ears, but it's gold, like Golden Freddy.
And it's run down.
It's really, really run down, really decrepit, and that goes along with the synopsis of the actual game that Scott himself has actually put out. And basically, the game is 30 years in the future. It doesn't say which future, but considering they take the place from either 1987 or... What was it? It was like the early 2000s was the first game.
Uh-huh.
And then 1987 was the second game. Or was it... No, it was early 90s.
Yeah.
I think like 1994 is the Five Nights at Freddy's 1 date-ish around the early 90s, so... Either way, 30 years from either one of those dates is around the same time frame anyway. But it takes place 30 years in the future.
So that means this time frame right now, as we currently sit on.
No, it's actually past that because it's 30 years.
Hmm.
So 30 years from 94 would bring it to 2024.
We're pretty much 10 years from now.
Yeah, 10 years from now.
9 years from now. But technically, yes.
Yeah, it's 2024 or, you know, maybe even 2025, 2023. I don't know, somewhere around there. But, but yeah, it's 30 years in the future. Based on the release trailer, it takes place in the old location from Five Nights at Freddy's 1, which now, knowing what we know now between the first two games, it's technically the new location, quote-unquote location. Because, you know, Five Nights at Freddy's 2 was a prequel, so that was the first location. Five Nights at Freddy's 1 was the sequel to the second one. So that was technically the new location, even though it was a more rundown location. Price cuts, you know, it's whatever.
All the spiel shenanigans.
Exactly, but it's still technically a new location. It's another location, second location. But it takes place in the same location. Now, after it's 30 years after Five Nights at Freddy, after Freddy Fazbear's pizzeria closed, Fazbear Fright, it's a new company based off the Fazbear entity, reopened the doors to try and go in and look around and create a horror attraction. You know, so they want to keep that rundown look. They want to keep the decrepit, you know, stuff, but they're scavenging for just material to look for. And it says that, you know, at first they only saw just
old Freddy.
It doesn't even say that. It says they found, you know, old shells, a hand, a claw, a paper doll.
Ugh.
They said, but then an amazing discovery was made, and now the attraction has one animatronic,
which is
that's the Golden Bonnie, and it's really creepy looking. And some of the speculations now that I can go towards, knowing what we know about Mangle, how mm-hmm. Mangle was, you know, able to be put together piece by piece, and based on the trailer, the trailer makes it look like Bonnie's the main antagonist. It seems like over those 30 years after they close the doors and they, you know, dismantle the animatronics, it seems like Bonnie was still able to move around, even though it was kind of taken apart. It seems like it was still able to maintain a level of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the speculations that I'm kind of, you know, I could roll with it. It's not a bad idea, is that Bonnie put itself back together with the pieces of the other animatronics, which is why it's golden.
Yep.
Hmm.
Now, it doesn't look like Bonnie in the sense that the mouth is different. Bonnie's original mouth is, you know, small, rounded teeth, kind of spaced apart. Well, this Bonnie's, you know, teeth are square, close together. They look like actual teeth, and they line the top and bottom jaw, which is a lot different than any other animatronic. None of the other animatronics have that.
No,
except for that one. And not even the Toy Bonnie has that. The Toy Bonnie has gapped front teeth on the top. So it's not even that one.
Mm.
However, in Five Nights at Freddy's 2, there was an Easter egg where it was really, really rare to happen, but Shadow Bonnie is something that would appear. And while Shadow Bonnie was one of two shadow animatronic technicalities, I guess technically you could call it animatronic, that would appear in the game, Shadow Freddy being one of them only appears in the storage room on camera once, and then you shift away and shift back and he's gone. But both of which will kill you, Shadow Bonnie, Shadow Freddy. But Shadow Bonnie will actually appear in your room up in the top left corner. And she'll just kind of sit there. And the only thing you really see is a very, very vague silhouette, because it's a dark corner and it's a shadow. You know, a shadow puppet, animatronic, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it.
Yeah.
But you can make out the cheeks and some of the ears.
And the mouth.
But the only thing you can actually see bright is the eyes. It's a bright white dots for each eye. And the teeth. The teeth are square and they're lined up and they look just like this Bonnie's. So
we think
this Bonnie has actually been around for quite a while. It's been around from the other games. Wasn't known in the first game, but happened to be there anyway. It might have been one of the animatronics in the storage room in the first game that you might be able to see.
Look at.
Maybe look at. Camera, but during your game over screen, when it shows you in the room, it's a little bit brighter than on camera. Maybe it's one of those animatronics. You don't know, but it's not active, so nobody ever gave it a thought. But maybe it was actually planned to have it become an animatronic.
Oh.
Second game, Shadow Bonnie was there. In the trailer, it says he will come back. He always does. And that's when that's when Bonnie starts looking around, you know, and that's when we start thinking that Bonnie's the actual antagonist. Because Bonnie's been in every single game.
Yep.
So it could be different. And also, because of the fact that it's gold, or yellow, however you want to call it.
Gold or dirty yellow.
Yeah, it's very, very decrepit looking, but
dirty blonde.
We've come to know the yellow puppets as golden. Look at Freddy. You have the yellow Freddy or golden Freddy.
Yeah.
And then you have yellow Bonnie or golden Bonnie, whatever you call it. There's no official name yet, but in the second game, in, what was it, the fifth night of the second game, the guy on the phone talks to you, and he starts talking about the person that snuck into the building at night and took one of the yellow suits. Doesn't say what the yellow suit was.
Was, yes.
So we automatically assumed it was Golden Freddy or the yellow Freddy suit. Maybe it was not. Maybe it was
the
yellow Bonnie suit. So we don't know. There's a lot of different kinds of speculations. You know, others are saying that it's a sequel to the second game, which would put it in between the second game and the first game, but which is only a couple of years, like several years apart.
Yeah.
But they say it's 30 years in the future. It says right there in the synopsis. So that's automatically out the window. But you know, some people don't read the synopsis. They just see the trailers and then they come up with their own ideas.
Some people didn't even watch the trailer and would have a reaction.
Yeah.
Trolls.
Yeah, they would have reactions based off of photos of the trailer or just based on the photo.
The reaction of the reactions.
Yeah, exactly. Reactions of reactions.
You look at the reaction of the reaction of the reaction.
Yeah, so
this is what I think this game's about.
Yeah. But yeah, if you still have, what are you doing?
That looks interesting. I don't know what that is.
Looks like a Transformer.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, if you still haven't watched the trailer, like we asked you to earlier, if you were interested, go ahead and do it after the podcast. We're just about done here.
Yeah, I told you we paused the podcast earlier
to
look at it. Speculations. So,
I'll put the link on our Facebook.
All right, there you go. Cool. We're going to put the link on our Facebook.
I opened up Pandora.
Oh, why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Because you can't see.
We don't need background music. We already have it.
Yeah, no. We got Wayne doodling on his keyboard.
No, we have background music right there.
Yeah, no. Right, but there. We also got Wayne doodling on his keyboard to go on that background to become that background.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so that's it, Jesse?
That's all I have right now. I mean, I'm gonna stick with it because right now Five Nights at Freddy's is my aesthetic. That is the game I'm like so hyped up about. I've been hyped up about it, especially when they had the Steam sale and they, you know, Five Nights at Freddy's 2 was on sale. I picked that up with a quickness.
In a heartbeat.
It was so quick.
All right, yeah. So as Mimi says, she put up on Facebook. Feel free to like it, comment it. Let us know what your speculations is, and you guys can have a nice argument with Jesse over here.
Definitely. We'll have intelligent conversations about it.
I'll fight you.
No.
No,
it's not a fighting game, damn it.
We'll have we'll speculate with each other. We'll come up with ideas and we'll try, you know, we'll see. It'll stay up on our wall, you know, all the way through for pretty much ever. So it's going to always be there. So we'll see. I mean, we might even go back and cover some of the speculations you guys said when the game comes out. We'll see who is closest to being right.
Ooh.
So,
and the only person going to be right about it, well, it's Scott.
Of course it's going to be Scott, but oh, one more speculation on my part.
Uh-huh.
Because the game itself, between the first game and the second game, right? Between the release date of the first game and the release date of the second game, it was an 87-day span. Do you know the significance of the number 87?
Is it,
Think for them. What was the incident?
The what?
The
of what?
The what?
The bite of 87.
Yes, the bite of 87. That's the main incident surrounding Fazbear's Pizza.
So you think 87 days from now it's going to come?
No. Because the second game took place in 1987.
Uh-huh.
87 days released after the first game.
Uh-huh.
This game takes place 30 years later. We might see this game in 30 days.
What? Scott, man, come on.
Now, it could be 30 days from the release. No, it still can't be the 30 days from the release of the second game because that's already passed. Could be 30 days from the release of the trailer.
When did the trailer came out?
Yeah. So 30 days from when he released the trailer.
And how long ago?
Earlier this week.
So say about 3 days ago?
Yeah, I would say about 3 days.
About 27 days left.
It's been 4 days?
It's been 4 days.
So we got 26 days left to see if the Ash...
By my speculation. That's not official by any means.
Interesting.
Bottom 87,
you know, was... I'm kind of, I'm going out there. I mean, if you put that much thought into 87 days later with the bite of 87, Which is probably why he released it earlier than he originally anticipated, or he had originally said. He originally said it was going to come out on Christmas.
But it came out 87 days after the first game came out.
Yeah, which wasn't Christmas. It was back in November.
It did.
So it was actually released significantly earlier than he had originally planned, or he had originally released.
But it came out 87 days officially after the first game came out. But I bet you he didn't thought of that.
Okay. I bet you he did. That would be a huge coincidence.
And what, well, I mean, we'll see. I mean, it is a huge coincidence that he just happened to be giving people demos so they can do their Let's Plays, and all of a sudden, guess I'll put the game out.
I'm joking, guys. Just drops the full game.
Merry Christmas, you little early friends of mine. Click.
But hey, I mean, it's possible, man. I mean, I would be so happy if that was the case, because that would be so awesome.
Early birthday present myself.
Oh, that would be so awesome. Man, you got to give credit to this dude. This dude was able to create a universe, its own universe, its own ideas, its own ideology.
Insane plot. Insane plot.
Within a span of 7 months.
87 days.
Yeah, 7 months ago when the first game came out, roughly, about 7 months ago.
Say eight. Seven, how else I said seven and a half months?
Yeah. Like August. Yeah, came out. I mean, that's huge. 7 months, three games.
And all number one hit.
Yeah, every one of them so far.
The first two are just number one hits. Love it.
But hey, you can vote for this game on Steam Greenlight right now. So definitely hit it up. Put it back at number one where it belongs.
Wait, who stole it from that?
No, it wasn't stolen.
No.
Five Nights at Freddy's 2 was a number one slot. Five Nights at Freddy's 3 now is available for vote.
Okay.
On Steam. Put it in the number one slot where it belongs.
Oh, that'll be quick.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it won't take long.
And
it might even be there right now. I haven't checked.
And how long did it take for it to hit number one on the second game?
It was in number one within the week.
And within how many other games did it beat?
Like, in the thousands.
It'll do it within a week.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
But
stupid.
But go ahead. Cast your vote. Show Scott that you love him. Show him that, you know, what he's doing is not in vain. I'm sure with him, it started off as a labor of love, but it's grown to so much more.
Now he's just doing it for, all right, let's see what these guys can do.
Yeah, now he's really building it, and it looks so much nicer than the second game. And the second game looked so much nicer than the first
game.
So this dude's progression is skyrocketing as he plays. It's redonkulous.
So shall we say we're looking forward to number four?
You know what? With him working on number three right now,
anything can happen.
Exactly, anything can happen. He could already be drafting a fourth game. Who knows? I mean, this dude is putting games out like it's going out of business, but he's putting out some seriously quality work, man.
And especially the storyline to it,
quality work. Considering he's the sole developer,
he's the only one,
the sole developer, the sole creator. I mean, he's got help from other programmers that are chipping in and helping him, put the game out, but
he's the only one.
He is the sole official, publisher, developer, and creator. A single dude.
He is the Alpha and the Omega all in one.
Okay.
Alright, with that, I think
it's time for us to go again. Again, feel free to like us on our Facebook.
Yep.
Salvador.
I don't even think it came over the mic, so.
It probably did.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It probably did.
Dude, this thing picks up anything. So, again, feel free to like us on our Facebook page. Keep track of our main website, for upcoming news, articles, and also this podcast right here. And, and also our Twitter page, too, as well. Feel free to like us, share us, all that good shenanigans. Again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com. We're here to meet in the future 8 bits at a time.
Indeed.
See what I did there?